And that was Run featuring Andrea Triana by Quantic. That was a nice song. It was just reminiscent of the first one. He played very soulful.
I agree.
Very live music.
Yeah. I agree. It's very live music.
I really enjoy our catalog today. Thank you, Adriel, once again.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we all did a team effort, but he was the one clicking and going through all that hard work.
Because let me tell you.
Yeah.
When I was the one looking for the songs, it just wasn't working out.
I know, man.
Yeah, so I decided to...
You got magic fingers, Adriel.
I decided to be the bigger person and, you know, like go into the music catalog and discover what was really available.
It's funny you mentioned bigger people because holy that I have to slay a giant today.
What?
Wow. Oh.
Tell us about that.
Me and Adriel, if you didn't know, are part of our school's lunchtime basketball league. Mm-hmm. And there's this student. He's gonna remain unnamed because I'm not sure how he would feel.
Yeah, we'll call him Big Z.
We'll call him Big Z for now.
Yeah.
And
that's a tough name.
Adriel was on his team, and I was on the opposition team.
Mm.
And let me tell you, I'm a bigger guy myself.
Yeah.
Standing at about 6'3". This dude was 6'7".
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
Jack to climb that beanstalk.
It was. It was a tough battle, long, hard, and fought, but I came out on top with my team. No disrespect to Adriel at all. He played phenomenal.
Mm.
And yeah, I just thought I would put that out there. Quick story time.
It was actually a pretty good game. The game was pretty close, actually.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Please continue.
I think that the game would have been a little bit closer and better overall if... You know, the gym was actually given to us since the beginning.
Yeah, there were some disputes when we got in there about volleyball practice and stuff.
Yeah, there was some territorial discussions.
Like, it's late February. Who's playing volleyball?
Yeah, honestly.
Like, go to the beach.
Yeah, volleyball was like in the past.
We need the gym. It's basketball. Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Don't you guys have an Instagram to promote it on, or is that only John's team?
I mean, we do have an Instagram, but it's not. We don't really touch it too much.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was kind of last season.
Last season was a very heavily media coverage.
Shout out to the Utah Jazz. Shout out.
It was a fun season, you know.
They won the championship.
And then just quick thoughts about the song From Me by Quantic, as Mario said.
Apologies, we got kind of off track.
I just felt like that song was something, like, growing up, I'd watch a lot of movies with Ice Cube, family movies, like Are We There Yet? Are We There Yet 2? I don't remember what it's called. The second one wasn't that good. But just those family movies with Ice Cube in it, I felt like this would be one of the soundtracks they would play. And that's just something that resonated with me.
This might be a little controversial, but I also hear, like, it sounds like The Cosby Show, if y'all have ever watched.
That's a good show.
You know, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Not such a great person, but great show. Yeah. Shout out Bill Cosby. And next up we have Star Starter by Die Star.
Baby, said
And that was Star Starter by Die Star. Nice fast-paced song. I know Mir liked that. There was some drum and bass elements in
there. I did enjoy it. It was also, I felt like a little bit more of a teen angst type of song.
Definitely,
like where you, like those montages in those early 2000 or like 2010s film where like Eazy-A, if you anyone's seen that.
I haven't.
Okay, or like Expelled.
I have seen Expelled. That's a great movie. Thank you for bringing that back in my memory.
Okay, yeah, and that was a good movie. And then just those scenes where they're like plotting something against their parents so they can believe that they're like in school and stuff. Yeah, that's the song I
felt. Is that what you do?
No, he's a good student.
Yeah, I'm a good student.
It reminds me, Mom, leave me alone. Oh, I want to be famous. So that's what that reminds me.
That was pretty tough.
Appreciate you, Adrian. Appreciate you. And before we move on to the next song, just a quick PSA.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram. Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
And that's www.northshorerescue.com if you were interested.
Thank you, Mario.
Of course. So and I believe, you know, funny thing, actually. Today was supposed to be sort of a special episode.
Yeah, Valentine's edition.
We were going to have our good friend Prod by ZSAF. That's short for produced by ZSAF.
Yes.
We were supposed to interview him today.
I know.
But you know how things are. Everyone gets busy. I understand that.
Yeah. Well, some people's priorities aren't straight, and when you give them an opportunity, they just turn your back on you, which is crazy, because personally, I put in the time and effort as a...
We all put in the time and effort to, you know, come here every Wednesday and give you a good show that you hopefully can listen to with your family and enjoy.
And we really take pride in our interviews, you know, I help conduct them, I know Adriel helps conduct them, and then Mario and Luca also help conduct everyone here as a... It really hurts me that someone can waste our time, waste our viewers' time.
And just lie blatantly to our face.
Yeah. So just for you out there right now, Zarif.
Wow.
If you're listening,
we deserve
an apology. And when we have you on after this apology, it better be a good one. You need to be apologizing to our viewers, to head of staff, and
to us,
and to admin.
Yeah, because you also better be prepared for some ruthless questions.
Yeah.
Right?
So, if you're listening right now, viewers, you can check him out and just give him your 2 cents at Prod by period ZSAF on YouTube.
On YouTube, and ZSAF is spelled ZSAF.
Yes.
And just to end out the little dialogue. As Glock 40 Spaz once said, back then they don't want me, now they all on me. So just think about that next time you see a shining Prod by ZSAF. Wow, that was...
That was definitely something.
That was something, yeah.
Think the microphone glitched or something. And up next, the next song, we have Lazy Boy by The Voids.
That's like Zarif.
With a Z.
Walking down the hallway, I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna.
And that was Lazy Boy by The Voids with a Z. Very abrupt ending. Kind of caught me off guard a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool song. I like the song.
Yeah, I put it in because, I don't know, I thought it would sort of fit today's, you know, sort of catalog, I guess, that we have.
It meshed pretty well.
Yeah, the singer from The Voids is actually also the singer from The Strokes, Julian Casablancas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The like Strokes?
Yeah.
The Strokes.
They're a well-known band.
I'm very familiar with The Strokes.
They're what?
Mm-hmm. A well-known band.
Oh, I thought you said a woman band. I was like,
oh,
what?
No. I mean,
Adriel aspires to be one of The Strokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I always wanted to be in The Strokes.
Everyone here at LAM is very familiar with The Strokes.
I think anyone in the band wants to be in The Strokes.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Especially to be the one stroking.
I thought their fans were called The Strokers. And
That must be like some misinformation somebody told you.
Yeah, I don't know where you heard that one
from. Yeah, I don't know.
I believe they're just called The Strokes fans.
Oh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of sounds like they're fans of like The Stroke, which is like the death of a person with a heart attack.
No. I mean, strokes don't mean death.
Oh.
They can be fatal.
Keyword the in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. The Strokes.
Yeah, then they don't say they're a fan of Strokes.
Of Strokes,
I'm
yeah.
so glad for that.
Imagine someone walking up to you, yo, are you a fan of Strokes?
No.
Oh, yeah. Heck, I helped, dude.
I hope.
Exactly.
I helped with
and then he has a
Harden
stroke.
Foundation. So go support Heart and Health Foundation. But
yeah, I see them all the way. Heart and Cross Foundation.
Yeah, Heart and Cross.
Oh,
yeah.
Jump for Heart, I believe that's what they're called.
Yeah, that was fun.
Jump Rope for Heart, that's what it's called. Yeah. They came to my elementary school one time.
Mine too. And then we got Freezies afterwards.
Oh. No, we didn't. I guess they just didn't like us.
we did though.
That song that we just played, Adriel, what's it called, by the way?
It was called Lazy Boy.
Oh, yeah, Lazy Boy, thank you. It just reminded me of a personal song I listened to called Still Have Room by Hockey Dead, which we can queue up
well,
right now.
Well, funny enough, you say that because guess what's next?
No way.
Not that.
Okay.
Mm. I'm joking. Up next, we have Still Have Room by Hockey Dead. And I would still have room by Hockey Dad. Thank you, Tamir, for the suggestion of the song. It was a pretty good song. Pretty groovy.
Yeah, that was pretty tough.
It was pretty tough.
I've got to stop saying that. Like, I've been saying it way too
much. So, Mir.
Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that? You're like, Mir.
I just have to, you know, make sure my voice gets picked up.
Oh, okay.
So, Mir.
Yeah.
Since you suggested that song, how about you tell us a little bit about how you discovered it?
Okay, so This is actually a really funny way. It's not that funny, but
it probably isn't.
Yeah. I don't know why I said that. Basically, I was on YouTube, and you know when sometimes like late at night you'll be watching just random videos. Like sometimes like it'll be Indians building a house or like whatever they are, and then other times you'll watch like cooking videos or whatever it is. You know. By the way, so there was one night where I was just watching, there's some knocking in the studio and it's kind of distracting, but, okay, yeah, there was one night where
there's metal banging somewhere in the studio right now.
Okay, so there's one night I was just listening to, a good album, I can just search it up real quick. I listen to a lot of old Japanese albums when I'm bored. Mm-hmm. And so it's Tokyo Reggae by Masayoshi Takanaka. Mm-hmm. And that's a very good album that I listen to. I enjoy. But the ad for the song was Hockey Dad going on tour. Mm. And a snippet of their song was in place. And I was like, wow, I love their music. And this is one of my favorite songs by them. And whoever is knocking, I hope they stop.
I listen to you, obviously. Yeah. I listen to you, obviously. Japanese music, big fan myself. Yeah. And it's cool that you can just discover new artists that way. My apologies if you can.
Yeah, someone's excited.
That, but someone in the building is doing something. Anyways, our next song, The Future Is Our Way Out by Bridget Calls Me Baby.
Tough name.
It's pretty tough.
It is pretty tough.
You gotta stop saying tough.
Bridget Calls Me Baby. The Future Is Our Way Out. Out.
I don't know where it is.
And that was "The Future Is Our Way Out" by Bridget Calls Me Baby. That's a tough name.
Yeah. I felt like that song reminded me of The Smiths. We played The Smiths last session.
Yeah, that's true.
With Adriel. Thank you, Adriel. Adriel's music game has been coming up since...
Big Smiths guy, right?
Yeah. I remember at the start of January, we had a big kerbopple over...
Kerbopple?
Yeah.
I can pick up what you're trying to say, but like kerbopple?
No, it's a real word.
Kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle.
Yeah.
Kerbopple.
Yeah, kerbopple.
Sounds like, you know, Miss Kerbopple from The Simpsons?
Yes.
Yeah.
W reference. But yeah.
That's tough.
I'm so glad for Adriel's musical journey and expansion. Mm-hmm. You know, domain expansion.
You know,
he
used to listen to a lot of Mike Dimes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Used to listen to a lot of Blueface.
He did.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. I actually listened to like a lot of like rap and like Grady. Like that's like strictly the only thing I listen to. Mm-hmm. But
we have a friend who know someone who's still like that. His name is Anhead Aurora.
Yeah.
if you're listening right now, turn it off. We don't want you listening. And that it seems like that last song, "The Future Is Our Way Out" by Bridget Calls Me Baby, was a great ending to our show
because it's our way out.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has been the lamb, and I'm Mir,
and this
I'm Luca, and I'm Adriel.
And I am someone. Shoot.
Mario. Because the... Fuck.